Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we break down leadership concepts to give you practical tips so that you can lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current team and leadership development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're taking on your leadership inquiries. We're going to talk about facing uncertainty as a leader and taking risks as a leader. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. I was recently asked to speak to a group of C-suite executives on the topic of uncertainty. Now, this group of about 20 executives, highly professional, high-performing, highly driven leaders from across a variety of industries. So I wanted to frame the topic of uncertainty in a way that everybody could kind of grasp onto and understand. As leaders, we work in uncertain times. Complexity of our work environments is only going up. Think about the impacts of disruptions like AI, the internal and external strains on our team. Internally, you know, people's desire to shape their own work environment. They're calling on big organizations to have more corporate social responsibilities. The external factors like governance and policy and laws and stakeholders and stockholders, all of these factors contribute to an environment of the unknown. And when you have the unknown, things become uncertain. So as leaders, we need to be able to lead through uncertainty in a manner where our teams don't get frazzled. They don't have fear. Anxiety, you know, stays low, and we can mitigate stress. So, you know, I was reminded of a time when I led teams and I had to lead through uncertainties when I deployed. That was probably the biggest, most impactful time in my career where things were uncertain. And you think about that. We got called out on missions to go recover damaged or destroyed vehicles on main supply routes in a combat zone. So even the intelligence we got, as good as it could be when we got it, factors were changing minute by minute, second by second, whether that be the weather, whether that be traffic on the roads, whether that be other convoys or missions that were occurring on those supply routes. whether it be the enemy gathering or not gathering, the civilian population that lived in the area. There was just a ton of uncertainty and unknowns. And what I realized was that I had to rely on my leadership abilities to keep my team together, to keep my team optimistic, to keep my team focused on the desired outcome, which was A, bring everybody home safe, B, recover the vehicle successfully. And so to do that, it started with me as a leader. And it started from there, it was setting the conditions and thinking about, oh, how can I mitigate uncertainty? Training, preparation, preventative maintenance checks and services on our weapons and on our vehicles, talking through different scenarios, passing and sharing of information, sharing leadership responsibilities so things aren't just centralized. All of these different factors came into play for us to be successful. And I think about it, over 100 years ago, there was a leader who faced daunting uncertainty in his task, in his mission, in his goal, and it was Ernest Shackleton. So as I was preparing for this conversation, I was reminded of Ernest Shackleton, who in 1914 took a 27-member crew on an expedition. His goal was to be the first crew to traverse the Antarctic continent. Hadn't been done yet. And on this mission, he led his crew on the aptly named ship, the Endurance. He never made it across Antarctica. His ship got stuck in an ice floe several hundred miles off the coast of Antarctica. Eventually, the ice floe kept moving his ship north, and then eventually the hull gave way and they had to abandon ship. So think about uncertain times. 1914 to 1916, there was no cell phone, there was no satellite coverage. People didn't know that they were stuck in the ice. They were alone. The best they had was an almanac about the weather. There was no daily weather forecast coming in. They didn't know when the next ship might be passing by. So they had to make the decision to hunker down on the ship, and then they had to pivot and make the decision to abandon ship. And Shackleton, throughout this time of uncertainty, led with optimism, adaptability, and resilience. These three leadership abilities will help carry you and carry your team through uncertain times. He had to make the decision then to take a small team on a rescue mission to a whaling station in the South Georgia Islands. For 2 years, Shackleton's crew survived the journey, survived living on an ice floe, and returned home safely, all 27 members, with positivity, with higher morale, without succumbing to exposure, injury, or accident. And in those times, that's just about an impossible feat. So you think about those leadership abilities that as I reflect back on my time leading my recovery team, I reflect back on the lessons from Ernest Shackleton and his leadership abilities, those three traits, optimism. There was never a doubt about the long-term purpose of an outcome. As a leader, you have to have that, whether it be my mission and my team surviving and all coming home, or Shackleton's case, he knew that the survival of his team depended on his keeping his crew focused. So instead of fixating on the lost mission, Shackleton rallied around them, around their new goal. He simply stated, ship is lost, stores are lost, it's time to go home. That's their new goal, surviving together. So it gave his men purpose. They didn't fixate on, oh, we're not going to be the first to traverse Antarctica and cross the South Pole. We are going to be the first crew to survive 100% and return home. Let's focus on that. So that purpose changed. And so he kept his crew productive. He gave them meaningful work. He kept them on task, not just busyness, but how to improve their living conditions, how to make sure they still sustained their health and their well-being, both physically and mentally. Second, adaptability. Shackleton consistently adjusted his plans as the situation evolved. It became clear that rescue wasn't coming. So then he made the difficult decision with his team to lead a small group on an 800-mile journey across the treacherous seas to go find help. They knew they couldn't just stay there and survive. He needed to go find help to get them help to survive. So when that team faced a decision to cross a treacherous mountain ridge, they knew time was of the essence. They took a calculated risk. not only did they adapt from their original mission, but now they had to adapt to their environment as they're on this small crew is on a rescue mission. Do I traverse the mountain ridge and take 2 to 3 days to go around? Or do I take the calculated risk and slide down? And the crew came together and got a consensus that they were going to slide down the mountain face. And when they got down that mountain face, it was a very short journey to the whaling station. So they knew in that moment, taking that calculated risk and adapting to the environment that was around them was the best decision. And resilience through empathy and morale. Remember, it's not about the setback, it's about the bounce back. You face a setback in uncertain times, it's going to happen. That's a known known. But how you respond and how you bounce back from that through resiliency is what matters. So Shackleton understood that the greatest threat wasn't just physical dangers, but the mental strain on his men. He made a point of sharing their hardships, of maintaining their morale through small acts of kindness, and keeping them empowered and focused on the task at hand each and every day that led to the bigger outcome that he desired. And he did this through very small acts. Again, he would maintain traditions. One of the things that they kept when they had to abandon their ship was a banjo and their journals, because they maintained the tradition every week. They would gather together in a social convention and they would toast their loved ones back home. They would read poetry they've written. They would sing songs together. So they had this sense of something to look forward to that wasn't just waiting on this ice to be rescued. It lifted their spirits, which helped them do the harder tasks. The field scientists that they brought with them on the expedition would conduct whatever experiments they could so they can at least make the most of the time they had and gather the information that they could gather. If something went wrong, if something didn't go as planned, he would have the cook bring a small warm beverage to everybody so that they had some sense of comfort, some sense of warmth and connection to something other than themselves and other than the dire straits of the situation that they were in. His ability to rally through empathy and morale helped people maintain their resiliency through this situation. So when you think about leading through uncertainty, if you know the story of Ernest Shackleton, how did he guide his team through the ship, through their voyage, through their return home? He had an oar: optimism, adaptability, and resilience. The second question we had is really geared towards how do you go about taking risk as a leader? I found myself in a conversation with a colleague this week, and we were discussing different significant changes without knowing what the future would bring. And what we got into this idea was making a decision today is not easy because you're accepting risk at some level, at some way, shape, or form, because the future is uncertain. The future is unknown. Not every decision can be locked in 100% with 100% assurity, 100% assurance of an outcome or information. There's too many variables in our work environment today to feel that way, to act that way. So as a leader, you've got to become comfortable taking risks. And again, I learned this in my time in the military, is analyzing the probability of something occurring. This is what I want to have happen. Here's what I think could happen or get in the way along the way. Okay, what's the probability of one of those things occurring? And then if that thing occurs, what's the severity of consequences if it occurs? So we start looking at probability of occurrence, severity of consequences. Now we know, is this a higher risk? Is this a lower risk? If something, in your decision-making process, you have a variable you're trying to consider, how risky is this? If something has a high probability of occurrence and a high severe consequence, if it occurs, that's a higher risk. If it's a lower probability of occurrence and a lower severity of risk, it's a lower risk. But every decision comes with a risk because we work in uncertain times. So, you know, I shared with him a story of a decision I made a year and a half ago about attending a conference. So I was just starting my second year of business, and I got selected to be a speaker at a civic conference for higher education. Now here I am, a business owner with a shoestring budget, and this speaking engagement was not paid. They didn't comp travel. They didn't comp conference fees. And I had to make the decision of, okay, all told, I think I was in $1,500. If I spend $1,500 today, what's my desired outcome from attending the conference? And my desired outcome on attending the conference was, I want to generate leads for my business. I want to be able to help people spread the word of here's the topics I was talking about was inclusivity and creativity in learning. So one, I want to help people understand more about those topics so they can take it back to their university or college. Two, I want to generate leads for my business so that I can work with those people in the audience on a back at their college or university campus or with their organization. So the risk for me was opportunity cost. And I had to ask myself, what's the worst that can happen? Okay, the worst that can happen is I spend the $1,500 today and I go to the conference, I don't get any leads generated. Okay, can I accept that? Can I accept a zero return payout? Well, what's the probability of that happening? You know, there's 1,000 people attending the conference and there's probably 50 people attending my talk at best. So those are, you know, those are touch points I have over a course of 2.5 days, you know, to generate some conversation, to network a little bit and to generate some leads. All right. So what's the probability of me not gaining anything? Probably a little low. I bet I can have at least a follow-on conversation with at least one person from that conference. So then I start thinking about, how likely are those things to happen? You know, if that's the worst that can happen is I go and I build some, you know, zero return, zero people coming back to me. Well, what's the positive I can gain from this? Well, the positive is I get to hone my craft and I get to practice my delivery and I get to facilitate a workshop that will still be beneficial to people. Okay, so put that in the pros column. That goes into the positive probability of occurrence and low severity of outcome because it's a positive outcome. Then I start thinking about what are the other good things that can happen? So I go through this process of what is it that I want? What's the worst that can happen? What's in my way? Can I accept the risk of putting up $1,500 for a $0 payout? My answer was yes, because of the intangible, I'll be able to hone my craft, have a positive impact off people. So to me, at the point in time in my career, it was worth putting that money up. Well, I'm happy to say that I did book a client from that and I got $10,000 in revenue. So I took a calculated risk as an early business owner, entrepreneur. I put $1,500 of my own money up and I got back $10,000 in revenue. But it was the process of making that decision where I could feel good about it even if the worst occurred. And that's where, as a leader, understanding how to mitigate risk, how to accept risk, how to avoid risk, can help you make better decisions and move forward with a sense of confidence in the path that you're on, even in uncertain times. So I want to thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you found value in today's episode, send us a like, give us a comment, give us a review, download and share this episode with your fellow leaders, because we want to help people lead at their very best each and every day. So help get the word out so that others can learn right alongside you. If you're an organization looking for leadership and team development workshops, I want to work with you. I offer hands-on, minds-on, creativity-infused learning experiences for your team. Our learning experiences will last well beyond the workshop itself. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. You can email me at will@onthestacks.com or check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. Thanks for tuning in today to Leadership Decoded, and I'll see you the next time you press play.